I want to think about what God would have us to do and think on spiritual stuff. But the devil always does something to keep our minds off of what we really need to have it on. We've got in here this morning, we sang spiritual song, we've talked spiritual stuff, and that's what we're in here for today. But the devil tries to sidetrack you with something to keep you from, keep your mind on what really is the name of the game. Today, the message, the title is, How Are We Doing? Well, Sister Nancy said she was doing this morning. Well, I got a son that tells me that sometime, I'm doing. Well, when he tells me that, there's a problem. Something's going on behind the scenes that I don't really know about, that I'm getting ready to find out about, because they can't hide it from me. My youngins always thought they could hide stuff from me, but it's a mighty interesting thing. I could be in South America and knew what they were doing. I find out about it. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it wasn't. But take your Bible this morning, and we're going into 1 Samuel, and then we could be in 2 Timothy, and we more or less could stay in 2 Timothy after that. It'd be a couple verses we go somewhere else, but 1 Samuel, we could read a text verse and pray and go on with the message. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse number 6. And I'm going to preach this morning on the subject of discouragement. We live in discouraging days. It's a bad day that we live in. Sometimes we don't have any major means of encouragement. There's nobody there to encourage you and lift you up because you feel like you're the only one. I'm fighting this battle by myself. It feels like that many times. But in chapter 30 of 1 Samuel, it says, in verse 6, it says, And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Focus on that there for a minute. David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. We all in here proclaim to be saved, have been saved for many years. We have so much to look ahead of. We have so many things that's ahead of us. Most of us, the major part of our life is behind us. We're looking forward. Brother Bill, go ahead and pray for us as we begin.
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the privilege to be here today, to Father be with Brother Wise, to Father give him the words to say, to Father. I pray that you'll lead him and direct him, dear Father. I pray that you'll help us, dear Father, to listen to what you have for us, dear Father. Help us not to leave and miss something, dear Father, but to be better servants and better Christians as we leave here today, dear Father. Thank you again for all that you did.
Amen. Amen. As I'm saying, we're talking about discouragement. The question is, how do we overcome discouragement? I've been there. I've done that. I'm discouraged many days. Things are not going right. Things are going this way, going that way. Something's not right some kind of way. If you ain't never been discouraged, become a missionary. Because your income could be like a roller coaster. Highs and lows. Highs and lows. That's how it is. You get down on the field, South America where we were, there wasn't nobody holding the reins up in, so to speak. You see the financial support, but as far as anything else you need, you call somebody, I need this. Well, you may as well talk to a wall. That's about how it was. So there's discouraging days. In the ministry, there are discouraging days. In the church, there are discouraging days. I don't see nobody from here headed on this side today. This church, what, capacity is 7,500 people maybe? I don't know how much it is. How much?
I think it's 200, maybe 3.
Really?
I'm not sure exactly.
Wonder why we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in here today. Wonder why that is. People don't care about the house of God no more, period. The preacher, he can't be here because he's sick. That's understandable. But it don't make no difference who you put in here. You ain't gonna have it filled up. It ain't. They don't care about the house of God no more. Since this COVID thing, our church, what you say, Mary, it's probably seat 375. But it's big. It's nice. But since this COVID thing, especially on Wednesday night, there's a handful of them. Sunday morning don't look like it ought to look. They done got ready to look it online. They're watching the service online, praise God. Well, if we were streaming online, Brother Donald could watch us this morning. I don't know whether we are or not, but probably not, right? We're not streaming online right now. That would be a blessing that he could sit in the house and sick and watch us online. But he's got a reason to be home. I'm talking about the ones that don't have a reason to be home. I heard the comment made to me, I can worship God on the lake whenever I want to. I'll have to pick my phone up and watch the service. Oh no, that's a wrong statement. That's not so. I understand Bill made comment to it a while ago. The church, what is the church? That's the body of Christ. That doesn't necessarily mean us that's within these walls as a big body of Christ out there. It ain't in the wall. But Hebrews 10:25 says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as you see the day approaching. What day are we talking about? The day of our Lord coming back. The rapture of the church. The second coming. I know that's two different things. We go get raptured out of here, then all hell's going to break loose on this earth. And I say that reverently. I'm not cussing when I say that. That's what I mean. It's going to break loose. It's going to be bad. Just like this stuff went on out here in the parking lot. It'll be a whole lot more of that stuff. All this burning buildings down and looting and all that's going on. That's the foreshadowing of trouble. We ain't seen trouble yet. But praise God, we will get raptured out of here before all that starts. We can see the beginnings of that. That's what we see. So we should be encouraged because of what we know about this book. We know that we have a home in heaven. We know. So why should we get discouraged about it? I don't like it. I don't like what I see. But I know one thing. I'm 65. I can sit there and look in this Bible. I have been young and now I'm old. And I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. We have our daily supply met to us every day. That happens. God takes care of us. I've seen that support go up. I've seen it go down. But you know what? I ain't never missed a meal. I've lived in a pretty decent house, on the field and here. Drove a decent automobile, on the field and here. God met needs. He takes care of stuff. It don't really matter about what men do or what that pastor does or what that church does. And it is a blessing when they do things for you. But when they don't, God makes up the difference some kind of way. It's always a way. And we don't need to be discouraged about it. You always heard the old story, it's darkest just before dawn. And that's for sure. It's always darker just before dawn. And it's getting dark, folks. And Bill, pray for the preacher right now while we have this.
Heavenly Father, you know the preacher Mahan is experiencing right now. We understand he's failed again, but Father, I pray that you'll encourage him, dear Lord. I know a lot of this has come from depression, dear Father, maybe the strokes that's come on, the many strokes, dear Father. We don't necessarily pay attention sometimes when somebody has a many strokes, but they do affect you. And I pray that you'll help him with this, dear Father. I pray that you'll strengthen him in his mind, strengthen him in his heart, dear Father, that help him to get up, help someone to be able to pick him up, dear Father.
Yes, Lord.
Get him back in a chair, dear Father. Help him give him strength physically, dear Father. Pray that you'll just overall just help him. We give you the praise and the glory for what you do for him.
Amen. Amen. As we were talking, it gets darker before it gets light. And it's getting awful dark out there, folks. It's very dark. It's getting that way. We're living in the last days. People talk about it's exciting times. Well, I done had all the excitement I want. I'm tired of the excitement. I'm ready for the Lord to come back. Because I'm telling you, even in good churches, will they find faith when he comes? Liberalism is coming into all churches, all of them, a liberal attitude. And especially since we've started this COVID thing and we've been streaming online, it's getting more and more and more liberal. It's getting that way. I've seen a falling away like I've never seen before. We're living in bad times. Why are we so discouraged? I'm going to tell you why. The book already tells us. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Dangerous times. Hey, they're already here. They're already here. Bad times. We got it. The second verse says something about some bad people. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Lovers of their own selves. They love their self more than they love you, more than they love God, more than they love anything. For the most part, the most that you see out here on the road, they don't even think about loving God. God's out the picture. Don't even care about God. Covetous. They always want what you got. They don't care about getting it the right way. They want what you got, any kind of way they can get it. Boasters, proud, that's about the same thing. "Look what I have. Look at me. Look what I've got." Praise God, I'm glad you got it if that's what you got. But I don't, so it don't matter. Or if I got it, I want what you got. People don't want to be happy that God give you something because they want what you got. I heard this years ago. I worked for the power company. And when I went and met this guy, had been working for the power company about 30 years. He had a nice home, nice automobiles, tractors, cars, all kind of stuff. Them young fellas sitting around there, "Man, that old man got plenty of money." I said, "Yeah, and he's worked 30, 40 years for it too. He ought to have something. What bothers me is somebody that worked 30, 40 years and they ain't got nothing to show for it. That bothers me. Something happened somewhere down the road. I thank God I got a home. I got an automobile to ride in. I thank God I got it. It ain't because of me, it's because of him. God has blessed every last one of us way beyond measure." Blasphemy, talking bad about God. Huh? Disobedient to parents. Have you seen the day? Have you seen the day when young'uns rule the family? I'm talking about them little ones. I ain't talking about no big young'uns. I'm talking about them little 2 or 3 year olds. They run everything. Unthankful. People are not thankful for nothing you do for them. They don't care about nothing. Unholy. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. That means completely out of control. And that's what we got these days. We got it completely out of control. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Hey, man, you know, I can stream this thing live this Sunday. I'm going out on Philpot Lake. I'm going to Smith Mountain Lake. I'm going wherever I am. I'm going to lay up on my boat, and I'm going to have service on the boat because I can look at it on the telephone. Yeah, that's lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Because God says to be in the house of God come Sunday morning if you're able to get that.
Now, if you ain't able to get that, that's something different. Or if your job's got you called out on Sunday, that's one thing. But when you have opportunity to be there and you able to be there, that means be in the house of God when the door's open. Amen. That's what the book said. But we crazy preachers like me, we dinosaurs, we a dying breed. It won't be too long, there won't be any more. This thing of being in the house of God when you're supposed to be there, people don't care about that no more. I'm tired. Guess what? I was tired last night too. Me and my son cut grass pretty much all day. I rode the tractor, he rode a lawnmower. He weed eat it and I watched. Praise God, he was able to do it. I once could do it too. I still can, but not like he can. But I wasn't too frisky come about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I was give out and tired. And I was supposed to study. I meant to go in my study, and I didn't do that. And I went to bed. But I got up about 3 o'clock in the morning because God done started telling me what he wanted. I started not to get up, but I said, no, God will kill me. I believe I better get up. I got up and started going over and praying about what God would do. I've been praying about it the whole day. I do a good bit of praying while I'm working and riding a tractor. I like to do that. I love the smell of diesel fuel, and I just got it in my blood. I like diesel fuel. And I got one that smells like a diesel, too. Because some of them, that I got them, they don't smell like a diesel no more, and I don't want them. I want it to smell like a diesel. But we got bad people. You know what else? We got some bad friends sometimes. I said something about having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. You know what they say? Then the verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Them two fellows right there, if you look back in the book of Genesis, I believe, I'm not going there, them two guys right there, they were sorcerers. That's what they were. Fortune tellers, palm readers. We don't need friends like that. No. Somebody that don't believe the right, and we already talked about it here this morning, we talked about politics, talking about swearing in somebody on Dr. Seuss. Well, they may as well when they touch the Bible, they don't believe what it is. But in the United States of America, now we're talking about now, and I agree with Bill, we all respect our flag for what it used to stand for. It don't now. The flag stands for that, but we don't practice it. They talk about defunding the police. I don't want to defund the police, but I want to get some police that's worth anything. I ain't found one lately. They come lock us up because we're protecting ourselves. I got a problem with that. You protect yourself, they want to lock you up for it. Something wrong with that picture. Get rid of the thugs and we won't have to do it. That's how that works. I'll tell you what one of the investigators in Pastor County told me a couple of years ago. He said, David, you got a gun? I said, yes, sir. Do you tote it? Yes, sir. Would you use it? Yes, sir. So that's good. You know why? Because there ain't enough of us to protect you. You got to protect yourself. We talking about one of the Patrick County investigators. I mean, that's right. He said there ain't enough deputies out here to protect you. You got to take care of yourself. Okay? When I do, don't come talking to me about locking me up because I don't want to hear it. That's just the way it is. Now, I don't want to hurt somebody. But if they come in here on us, I think I'd rather hurt them than hurt us. That's just how I feel about it. If you want to run me off, go ahead. But that's how I feel about that. This is God's house. It ain't the thug's house. And they welcome to come in and sit down and listen to the message. But come in and take over? No. That ain't the thing. That ain't going to work. Bad friends. Now we all got this. See if I can get to it pretty quick. Some bad health. That's discouraging.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 says this. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, let's talk about our body, were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2 said, for in this we groan. I was doing some of that last night. Earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Bill, wouldn't you like to throw that can away? Wouldn't you be able to like walk like you was 20 years ago? Wouldn't you like to be able, when you was 20 years old, do the things you did then? You know what? Huh? Yeah, yeah, me too. But I'm here to tell you something. As long as you live in the flesh, you ain't hardly gonna do that. You can hurt, you can need that cane, unless God performs a miracle in your life, that's what you gonna need. But I'm here to tell you something. There's coming a day that you ain't gonna need none of that. Cause you get a brand new body. Why in the world would I wanna take this hurting body to heaven with me? That would be kind of about as dumb as a box of rocks. It don't work like it used to. You're talking about getting up. Brother Noah Fry, he said this a couple years ago, he said, when I get down and tie my shoes, I think about there's something else I need to do while I'm down here.
That's true.
And I done figured that out. When I get out and try to put my, see these hands slip on. I like them slip-on shoes. I ain't got the time. But you get out on the floor, a lot of times I have my hair to pick something up off the floor for me. It hurts my back. She don't like picking it up, but she's able to pick it up better than me. And I tell her, if you ever get it in my hands, I can tote it. Because it's something heavy. But getting down to get it's a job. But the older we get, these bodies are deteriorating. They ain't going to get no better.
That's right.
There may be some help in the medical field to help it for a little while. But it ain't really going to ever get any better. But it is going to get better over on the other side. And our encouragement ain't here. It's not here. We get down here. Brother Mahan's down at the house now. I know he's discouraged. I know how he feels. But you know something? He could be falling to heaven. He could be in good shape. We all could be in good shape. Sure will. Bad health, that's discouraging. How can we be encouraged? How? It's a man, Brother David, all you're talking about is negative stuff. Well, we got a whole lot of it. There are things we know to be true. We read it in God's word. It's there. We know it to be true. We just ain't experienced it yet. You encourage yourself. David did. He encouraged himself. Nobody else would. He encouraged himself. Look, hey, I know God. I know who he is. I know what kind of power he's got. I've seen God move. You have too. Sister Nancy, have you not seen God move in this same building before? You have, and he can do it again. But I'm here to tell you something. If he don't, he already did. We're going through these days. It's where we're at. 2 Timothy 3:15. In the same chapter I was in, I done lost my place. So y'all tell me where it's at. It's in this King James Bible now. I know it is. I shouldn't have took my little cheat sheet out of that. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. Sister Nancy, from a child, right? When were you saved?
When I was 11 years old.
11 years old. I was 7. From a child we knew what the Scripture said. A lot of these young ones out here don't know because the parents don't care. We in the third and fourth generation of those that care less, don't care about nothing. I had parents that cared enough to tell me about it. Well, I'm going to let them be an adult and treat them like an adult. If they want to go to church come Sunday, they can. If they don't, they can't. What kind of attitude is that? What do you think when you was a 10-year-old girl or 8-year-old girl, you said, Daddy, I ain't going to church today. Wonder what happened to you. I guarantee you, you probably wouldn't have liked what was getting ready to happen to you. No. You'd have been warmed up in a means what which you didn't want to be warmed up in, I can tell you that. You are going to church this Sunday, whether you like it or not, you're going. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There ain't no question about it. I got two houses on my place. You know what? That verse is starting to work for both of them. You can live on my place. You go into church. If you ain't, get out. Go. Go. God didn't give me this hill here for you to be playing, goofing off and being lazy. That didn't work that way. But see, the older ones like us make comments like that right there. We're dinosaurs. Y'all crazy. We need to get some more modern thinking. Yeah. You get that modern thinking and you'll be lost up, messed up for sure. We're saved that from a child we have known the Holy Spirit, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. My name's hard to live up to. Wise. But I did have enough sense to get saved and God dealt with me about it. Because that place called hell, I don't like that at all. No, I don't like that place. Under salvation through faith, which is in Christ. There ain't no other salvation. It's in Christ. It ain't in Buddha. It ain't in Dr. Seuss. It ain't in what you want it to be. It's in Christ. God, our Lord, is a jealous God. He made a provision. He said, it's my son. If it ain't my son, you ain't going. That's mean. No, it ain't. He created you. Therefore, he has the right to tell you what you're going to do. Because these one out here now that think that we're telling them what to do, they can find out when we come back and rule and reign with Christ. It ain't going to be now. Do you want to go to church Sunday? No, you will go. We're talking about the millennium now. In the millennium, we go rule and reign with Christ. I don't know what your job's going to be. I don't know what mine's going to be. But whatever Christ tells us to do, we will have the power and means to take care of it. In other words, when they should start shooting at you, stand there. You fellas ain't got a bigger gun, because that ain't doing me a bit of good. The best thing for you to do is do what I tell you to do. That's how it's going to be in the millennium. We could be ruling and reigning with Christ. That's it. Well, think about the things we got. We got a roof a while here. Praise God, we ain't out in the boiling hot sun today. It feels pretty good in here. We got food to eat. I got a feeling we get something to eat here direct. Go somewhere and get a little snack. Bill likes a big snack. I do too. His wife won't give him what he wants, but she'll give him what he needs, I reckon. That's like what it is. Mary Helen tries to do me like that, but I might sneak in the refrigerator without her looking too. Yeah, see that? I will. She started me on a diet here a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you can stay on it? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm going to stay on it because I want to lose a couple pounds before I go to the doctor. I did pretty good till my blood sugar dropped to 54 that day. I said, I'm going to eat before I die. A 54 ain't good. I feel like the lights got cut off. Went in the shower, and I thought I was draining down the shower, not the water. That ain't a good feeling. That ain't a good feeling. So I broke my diet, but I didn't break it much. And I did lose 3 or 4 pounds in them 3 days. And I might have to get on it again. But the thing is, it's very difficult when you're out moving and going to be able to stay on a diet. That's kind of hard. But we got a roof over our head. We got food to eat. Hey, we got God's word. They ain't took it from us yet. And I'm probably going to hide me one somewhere when they do take it from me. I got some of it hid in my heart. The word of God says to hide it in your heart. I ain't got near enough in there, but I got some in there. Yeah, I got some in there. Now, we done talked about this verse a while ago. Congregate with those of like faith. Hebrews 10:25. Forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. Why are we going to church for to start with? For the word of God. This is our purpose to be here. We can sit in here and talk about politics and everything else we want to talk about. But if we don't break out the word of God, we assemble for the wrong reason. For fellowship. I heard y'all talking about a sandwich ice cream social here not too long ago. Ain't nothing wrong with that either. You come together because you've got friends of like faith. And you're trying to encourage one another and be a part of the other's life to help them. If Sister Mahan would have said for us, we need to go on over there right now, we get in the car and go over there and help preach him. Praise God, he needs help. He needs encouragement. For fellowship. And then there's 3 points. Why are we discouraged? How can we be encouraged? And then how can we encourage others? The book. The book. The only encouragement I can be to that preacher if I go over there and sit down in his house is this book. I can encourage him with this. And with fellowship, because he'd be glad to see us. Same thing. We encourage one another by fellowship and in loving one another. Biggest part of God's people can't stand one another. I know some of them. I don't like them either. They don't like you. I don't like them. We've got a lot of people like that. It's just at the church house only. We come together at the church house. But if I need something at my house, they don't even know who I am. That ought not to be. We had a situation last weekend. My brother-in-law drove up from South Carolina. Everything's supposed to be lovely. And we went to town in their pickup. And I kept smelling a clutch of brakes. I said, something ain't right here. I said, Sheridan, you smell that? He said, kind of, a little bit, not really. I said, I don't think it's your truck, but I believe it's that old car over there. Well, any of y'all know where Cana, Virginia is? Well, it's up above Mount Airy, and everybody goes up there to buy vegetables and candy and fruit and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of little stores up there. We stopped at one of them stores, and we went in and got what we wanted and everything. I walked out there, and I fell to the hubs on the front axle. I said, that feels pretty good. And I walked back to the back side of that truck. I almost burnt my hand. I said, that ain't gonna work. They from South Carolina. That truck was getting ready to catch on fire from bad brakes. It was tightening down on it too much. But the point, I don't even know what I got on that for. But it's like this right here. You need to help somebody. I know why I got on it. We needed to leave that truck in Mount Airy. Now, my house is about 25 miles this way from Mount Airy. I said, we don't need to drive this truck home. I said, because we could ruin it worse if we do. Well, I stopped a place over there. I knew a guy, and they couldn't work on it then, but he called a guy, and they could work on Saturday morning. This guy come in on Saturday morning and worked on that truck, and he don't normally work on Saturday. That's a blessing. That's a miracle to start with. But we still need to get home. So I called one of my friends. I said, look, you mind coming out here and pick us up? Not a bit in the world. That's what a friend is. Somebody you can call and they come get you, take care of you. He got a brand new pickup. I said, I hate for you to have to drive that truck up my driveway. I said, because it is real muddy because we had a driveway put in, another one. And that 60,000 pound dump truck would dump them rocks in there, ruined the road. And that brand new pickup, I said, you need to drive the pickup because you ain't going up there in a car right now. And he drove his brand new pickup up my muddy road, and I hated for him to have to do it. But that's a friend. Most of them say, hey, man, I ain't taking my pickup up there. But we got friends. We got fellowship. Encouragement for the walk ahead begins with Christ in us and upon the Word of God that we know to be true. We know it to be true. We just put it aside many times and we don't listen. But now I'm going to give you something to encourage you. Listen to me a minute. This is where we're going. You can look it up later on. And we're not going to go there now because it's not part of the message, but it's something to encourage you. Look in Revelation chapter 21 when you get home. It kind of describes the New Jerusalem, the holy city of Jerusalem. The city is four square. That means 1,500 miles high, wide, and long. It's a cube, 1,500 miles up, down, all around. Now, that's a pretty good sized cube, right? From here to California is how far? Might near 2,000 miles. So almost from here to California, here to New York, 700-800 miles. But it's farther than that. So figure 1,500 miles this way, that way, and the other way. Follow me? You understand? That equals 3,375,000,000 square miles. That's a whole heap of miles, right? Within the 4 miles of the city. We just talking about the New Jerusalem, just the city. We're not talking about the new heaven and the new earth. We talk about the New Jerusalem, just the city. That's it. Now, to get in a car and drive 50 miles an hour, it would take 67,500,000 hours to go through the city, going through every square mile. That many hours equal to 2,812,500 days. That's a good little while, ain't it? We just touring the city. We ain't even got out beyond that. That many days equal to 7,705 years and 175 days. It'll take you over 7,705 years just to tour the city. That's just the beginning of eternity. And ain't nobody in here over 100 years old. I know that. And we talking about 705,000 years just to tour the city? We have a wonderful eternity waiting on us. I have never even cared to tour New York City. I've been in some big cities. I lived in Asunción, Paraguay. That city is way over 2 billion. I've been in São Paulo, Brazil. I think it's 6 million. I've been in some other cities in the United States. I've been in Chicago. I've been in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't even care nothing about it. But you know what? I believe I like the New Jerusalem because there ain't gonna be no junk in there. There ain't gonna be junk there. And we could be there for throughout eternity and we'll have new heaven and new earth to tour also. So this little stuff we got going on here now, that's a little light afflictions, little small stuff. Because they ain't going to be long, we could be out of here. Like I was talking to Thomas, you met Thomas, Bill. He was over here helping build this thing. I believe Thomas 74. I said, Thomas, it don't make a whole lot of difference. The undertaker, is in behind us pretty close. We're running out of time. It don't make a whole lot of difference whether you go by the undertaker or by the rapture, the upper take. It don't make a whole lot of difference. You know why? Because you end up in the same place. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When I lay down and go to sleep at night, I don't worry about dying. It'd be a blessed thing to die in your sleep. Just go on out and be with the Lord. Be in eternity. That's an encouragement, folks. This ain't it. It ain't over here. This is not where it ends up. Now, I don't like the idea of laying up somewhere in pain. I don't like that at all. Y'all probably found out that I'm kind of ornery and fiery about some things. But I'm going to tell you what I told a fellow that was my pastor at the time. I told him. We was out here riding around in the mountains over around Patrick County. And something about a vehicle. When I get in your vehicle, I done looked at that vehicle. If you got bald-headed tires on it, I see it. I know it. Well, he had some on that vehicle he was going to drive that night. They wasn't bald-headed. The metal cord of the steel-belted radio was showing out all four of them. I done seen it. And it ain't because he ain't got the money to buy tires. He's too sorry to buy them. That's why he ain't bought them. And I'm about to tell you who he is. I don't care. But we got in that vehicle that night, and he's cutting curves. Y'all do that over here and down. You know what cutting curves is? Trying to straighten them out. And you in the other lane more than you in your lane. I done found out the people up there in them mountains, they like to drive like that. But he's going around them curves, and them tires are just falling. Going around them curves. I looked over and said, "Preacher, tell you something. When you wreck, not if you wreck, but when you do, make sure you kill me. Make sure you kill me now." So why you say that? I said, "Because if you don't kill me and I'm hurting in the hospital and I get over it, I'm going to beat the living devil out of you." I meant that. I wasn't cutting no fool. He said, "You serious?" I said, "I'm serious. You're going to kill both of us directly." He slowed down and we got back and went somewhere another day. He handed me the key. "You drive." He ain't never drove me nowhere since. I said, "I'm not going to put up with that. You're driving crazy. It's not fast, it's stupid." There's a difference between driving fast and driving stupid, but that's just how that is. We live in a day of people don't use their head. But you know something? We don't have to worry about that in eternity. Because you know what? God's going to straighten me out. He going to straighten Mary Helen out. He's going to straighten Bill out. And I can't call all of your names. But we got all them little thoughts we got. We won't have them no more. We ain't gonna have that no more. We'll get along perfect. We'll all have the same mindset. We ought to have it now, but we live in the flesh. Mary Helen said, "Your flesh rules you most all the time." She's about right about that. But I'm here to tell you, one day we ain't gonna have that no more. Let's stand, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the day. Thank you for being able to be in this pulpit. I pray you be with Brother Mahan. Meet his needs there at the house. Lord, help us to be a help to him and an encouragement. Thank you for this group that's here and listen to this hard-headed preacher preach. And Lord, I thank you for all that you do for us. Be with us as we go to our respective homes. Lord, I pray it be to somebody that's being our influence that's lost, that we'd be able to bring them in and help them to understand who you are. Thank you for all you do for us. I ask Christ in his name. Amen.